Today, we are doing a deep dive into just the astonishing legacy of Augusta Ada King, Countess of Lovelace.
Often called the Enchantress of Abstraction.
We're going to show you exactly why that title is so perfect. Her entire life was this central paradox. I mean, it was born from the ultimate collision of culture and intellect.
Right.
You have her father, Lord Byron, the absolute poster child for poetic wild excess.
And then you have her mother, Anne Isabella Milbank, who was so devoted to logic that Byron himself nicknamed her the Princess of Parallelograms.
Such a great name.
And that tension, that collision between logic and imagination, that's our mission today. We're going to distill the sources to understand how her unique, almost engineered upbringing and her work with Charles Babbage led her to, well, invent the concept of software.
A full century before anyone built a computer that could actually run it.
Exactly.
And it really started with her mother, who was just terrified that the Byronic taint, that emotional kind of wild imagination, would corrupt Ada.
So she devised this incredibly strict math-heavy educational plan. The whole goal was to just suppress creativity entirely.
But it backfired, didn't it?
Spectacularly. It didn't destroy her imagination. It simply forced it to find a structural language. It made her realize that math could be a creative tool.
Which is how she coined the term poetical science.
That's the one.
And you see this play out so early on. Even as a child, she had this project she called Flyology.
Right, which wasn't just observing birds.
No, she was
Yeah.
trying to merge their organic movements with the mechanical design of a steam-driven flying machine. She was already bridging that gap between nature and mechanism.
That engineering mindset found its perfect match in 1833 when she met Charles Babbage.
Now, Babbage was obsessed with his difference engine, but Ada saw the real potential in his purely theoretical machine.
The analytical engine, the blueprint for the first general-purpose computer.
And here's where she makes the critical leap. She's asked to translate an article about Babbage's design.
By Luigi Manabria, yeah.
But she doesn't just translate it. She adds seven appendices notes, A through G, that were three times the length of the original text.
And the foundation of modern computing is right there in those notes. If you look at note A, that's where she gives us the core metaphor. Babbage saw a machine that crunched numbers. Lovelace saw something universal.
Wait, unpack that for us. What does universality of the symbol mean here?
It means she was the first to realize the machine wasn't just for math. She wrote, and this is the famous line, that the engine weaves algebraical patterns just as the Jacquard loom weaves flowers and leaves.
Oh.
She got that if you can express anything, a number, a sound, a letter, as a symbol, the machine could manipulate it. Data became fluid.
That changes everything. So if Node A gives us the vision, Node G gives us the software.
That's where you find the first program. It's a detailed table, a trace, she called it, outlining the exact step-by-step instructions the engine would need to calculate Bernoulli numbers.
And crucially, it included a conditional loop, right? The idea that the machine could repeat actions on its own.
Without needing an operator to feed it new instructions every single time, that's the genius move.
And the sources point out this amazing little detail. Modern analysts look at her original table and they find a tiny error.
A bug.
A bug. It just cements her status, not just the first programmer.
But the first person to have a bug in her code, it connects her to every single programmer who's ever lived.
Her vision didn't stop there either. She predicted the digitization of culture. She thought the engine could compose elaborate and scientific pieces of music.
As long as you could express musical relations mathematically, but she also saw the limits. She formulated what Alan Turing years later would call Lady Lovelace's objection.
What was the core of that?
It was a warning, really. She wrote that the machine has no pretensions whatever to originate anything. For her, it was strictly deterministic. It could only do what we ordered it to do. No real imagination.
And that tension between deterministic logic and, chaotic chance unfortunately played out tragically in her own life.
It's a sad footnote. Denied a professional role, she tried to apply her science of operations to horse racing.
Trying to create an infallible system to model outcomes.
Yes, and the disaster of the 1851 York Derby loss. It led to massive debts, blackmail. It was a tragic pathology of her genius, trying to force order onto pure chance.
So what does this all mean for you today? Her legacy is, well, it's clear. She wasn't just a mathematician. She was the first true computational thinker. She laid the very foundation for computer science.
And her insights from 1843 are still startlingly relevant. every single time a generative AI composes music or creates a piece of art, we are still wrestling with Lovelace's objection. Is that machine truly originating something new, or is it just weaving the incredibly complex patterns we taught it? That entire debate is her gift to us.